We want to do 15 years. Hearing that, voicing from Zion is now in several languages and traveling worldwide. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is the prayer we are inviting me for. But I want to introduce to you, just before we do the next thing, is that this ministry, we have an application on phone. You can download it on Play Store. And you can also visit our website direct. This is in the bulletin in your hand. Do we have any youth here? Any youth? I'm not talking of little children. That you don't have the program of today. Any youth here? I don't have program of today. You are in secondary school, upper. You don't have the program. Please come for it. Come and pick one. Take it. Take everything. It's yours. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Also, do we have anyone among us? Your name did not enter here. You came when they have taken the name. Please put your name and telephone number. And if you needed a Bible, complete Bible, you mark your name. Or tell our sister, she will mark your name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now bring out those prayer requests. Bring out those prayer requests. Hallelujah. Now I want you to pray to God within any time you want, within 5 minutes. And I will call you to come and put it in these baskets. And it will be prayed over. You will receive it in the name of Jesus. Now close your eyes and begin to pray to God. You want to sit down? You want to kneel down? I want you to go before the Lord. He said, He will do it until your joy be full. Jesus said, anything you ask in my name, I will do it. Open your mouth, talk to God. What is that desire in your heart that you have put down in writing? Now, begin to call it. Call Jesus. Call Him. Call Him. Gbogbo nkan to n ro lokan to fe k'Olorun se fun e ma so bye bye. Bye bye. Ma so fun Olorun bye bye. Bye. Our mommy here, that your husband's work is not doing very well. Tell it to Jesus now. Tell it to Jesus now. Tell it now. Tell it now to Jesus. Some of us that we have children and those children are not doing well. Pray for your children. Boy, I need a one more. To je wi pe won o se daada to ba se fe. E je ka be ni gbadura fun won. Ba Olorun so bai. Ma so fun bai. Yes. Anytime Jesus preach, most of the time miracle follow it. He taught in Luke chapter 5. Miracle followed it. Open your mouth. Now talk to Jesus. Easier to do it. Some people are opening their eyes, they are not praying. Oh, Shere, my life is joking. Bad, right, Dada, so for Lord, let Him hear you. Sakatonga, Delibayek, and Dazoria. He's ready. He's ready for distribution. He's giving it now. Talk to God, because you will come back here to share testimonies. Talk to God. Lay before Him. If you believe in Him, He's here to do it. He will never ask you to come tomorrow. He will ask you to come to. Let your mind connect to God. Connect your hearts to God. Students, talk to God. Your parents cannot do everything for you. The largest part of your life can only be done by God. Women, mommies, daddies, talk to God. Most aspect of your life, you cannot do it alone. You need Christ. Most of the complaints in homes today, it is because of that thing is stronger than you. Devil is behind it. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. He's hearing you. He's going to fix you. Larry Barry came to Sagandezeli Katoria. Eya Katagandezeli Prokondezaka. Yes, talk to Him. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. He's a good God. Yes. 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 Talk to God. Let him hear you. Because that sickness, you will not suffer it again. Whatever you wrote there as a kind of suffering is not coming back again. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Because we pass this basket run, you drop it there. Drop the prayer request there. We will all sing and pray on it. Heaven will seal it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Let's have instrumentalists on there. We will sing on it. God will descend. And it is going to be yours. Please, anybody you discover is not singing, dancing beside you, please, let's work them out. Please, don't allow them to stop God from doing his wonders in our midst. Hallelujah. You notice somebody beside you is just looking. Push him or her outside. Push him or her outside. Push him or her outside.
At the mention of your name, every knee must bow. At the mention of your name, every tongue confess. Mention of your name. At the mention of your name, every knee must bow.
Oh, my God.
Natural, your hands, just your hands and your mouth singing and clapping. Instrumentalists will play that later. Hallelujah. Bino leolo ni biyara ni yo. Emi yo mo. Ohun ti mo mo ni pe mo fe. Sing.
Biyara ni emi yo mo.
Ohun ti mo mo ni pe mo fe gbo. Sing it.
Bina le lo bi ara ni emi o mo. Ohun ti mo mo ni pe mo fe gbo.
Jojo bi laija. Jojo bi laija.
Jada faya.
Jojo bi laija.
Jada faya.
Jojo bi laija.
Jada faya.
Faya. Jojo bi laija.
Jada faya.
God of Elijah, God of Elijah, God of Elijah, God of Elijah,
God of Elijah,
God of Elijah,
God of Elijah,
God of Elijah,
God
of Elijah,
God of Elijah,
send down fire, Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. We need your fire, Lord.
Send our fire.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost fire.
Send our fire, Lord.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost fire.
Send our anointing. Holy Ghost anointing. Send our anointing. Holy Ghost anointing. Oh, yeah, oh.
Send our fire.
Holy Ghost
fire. Send our fire again. Holy Ghost fire.
Close your eyes, everyone. Just close that eyes. Don't. I'm closing my own too. Evil will not fly into your body. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lay the prayer request of every one of us before you. On this ground of Jesus' house. As a special gift for everyone that came to celebrate 14 years with us. And you have told us that there shall be a release. Lord God, I declare, release their miracles to them.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, everything written here, before it is 1 year exactly, everything shall be a testimony.
Amen.
Lord, I call upon you. And I bend my knees before you. Everyone that have prayed to you today and wrote their prayer request, we have good story to tell. In the name of Jesus. Also we pray, voices from Zion will never go backward. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. There are some set of people in our midst here. Close your eyes. You have been struggling with poverty. You will have money now. Later you will not have money again. You will borrow to pay debt. And all kind of things are happening. God want me to bless you. God want me to lay my hands on your hands. And that hand will begin to receive a lot of money.
Amen.
A lot of contracts.
Hallelujah.
A lot of millions will be coming in.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You see, if you are even in a church and you are not blessed, you don't really make meaning to them. I'm telling you. If a rich person do something that is wrong, they advise them gently not to do it again. But if a poor man do something that is wrong, they talk to them anyhow. From today, riches shall be your portion.
Amen.
Riches shall be your portion.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I am like that. Spread your hand before you. You are looking up to God for breakthrough, financial breakthrough. You want to discover that thing that will make you rich. And God has spoken to you here today that you shall not be poor. You have even declared that I cannot be poor. Therefore I declare, you shall not be poor. 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 Receive financial blessing. Receive financial blessing. Receive financial blessings. Receive financial blessing. 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 In the name of Jesus. More doors of favor will open to you. More doors of favor will open to you. More financial miracles. Money will not finish in your house. Money will not finish in your house. Money shall not finish in your house. Money shall not finish in your house. I declare from today, you'll be dealing in hard currencies. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Children here, some children are poverty children. From today, that will never be your portion. Why is it that when your parents want to pay your school fees, you will have to struggle? There's something about you. But there was something about Jesus in the book of Luke 2:52. He was having favor with God and with man. Every children here, you'll be having favor with God. Amen. And you'll be having favor with man. Amen. This life shall be easy for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Secondly, there are people that have been fighting battles. And they are not winning. And you have heard that God is on your case. So, God wants me to impart you with strength to overcome. I was living a Face Me and Face You compound before, where I saw a woman that lives in that compound in my dream and used his hand to hold my neck that he will kill me. So one of my friends came around in the daytime and said that, will you allow the witch in your compound to kill you? I think God showed her. So she, I said, I thought I was just having daydream. He said, the dream you have is real. I said, hey, so undo it. I handle it within 21 days. Who born you witch? The woman passed on. You dare touch the child of God. You are a goner. You are utin jai jaiye shugban agbara ogbe. God wants to give you power to overcome now. Some of you say, ma lo si mante ma lo gbadura. Postpone. You need strength to fight spiritual battle and win it. Hallelujah. The battle you are not serious about, God will know. Olorun ni ba yan dasi. To ba ri pe serious lo ma to ba dasi. O le gbadura 2 hours against that satanic incursion. So I want you to raise up your right hand, everyone that wants to win battle. I want you to cry after me. Say, oh Lord, give me strength to win my battles. Open your mouth and turn it to prayer. Oluwa fun mi lagbara lati segun. Oluwa fun mi ni agbara lati segun. Give me the power to win my battles. God has sali krobo kote gere zakandoza. Oh Lord, give me strength to win all my battles, Lord. Kere abraya kandezo gada kazi. Give me strength, Lord, to win my battles. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now close your eyes and be serious about it now. Finally, there are people that even as you are here, you came with some sickness in your body. They don't want you to come out. You need down here, and I'm going to lay my hands on you. That hypertension will leave you. Whatever is wrong, it will no more be wrong. Yeah. Some years ago, I was ministering somewhere. I didn't know this lady cannot bend the right side. She can't bend the right side. Under that ministration, God set her loose. She was bending in front of everybody. Praise the Lord. A man was using eyeglass, elderly man. Oju e mama wa mi ko ke ri board ti mo tin ko won nise. We just pray like this. And then the sickness left the man. And he dropped the eyeglass inside the meeting and started seeing with his eyes. And then he came back the following day and discovered that his swollen leg has become normal. And then hypertension, high blood pressure has gone. It was only one he saw in the class, but God continued doing the work. Praise the Lord. We were in one of these CAC church ministry, and then there's this lady that has a very bad sickness. Her nose bring out blood, and her ear bring out pus. But God removed it from her and removed it from her memory. She didn't know that it has dried up. It is the month after about 6 days that the mothers have been watching you. You have not been using your handkerchief. You know somebody using handkerchief for blood and pus. Now God dried it up. She doesn't need it again. And then she didn't remember. God will take it away from you and take it away from your memory.
Amen.
You will never remember you have that problem.
Amen.
Because it has gone.
Amen.
I am like that. Come out. It could be stomach pain. Whatever sickness in your body, just come and kneel down before Jesus here. Don't be ashamed. You are before him. You are before him. He's here to set you free. Pass me not by gentle say. I call upon that Jesus, whom the woman of issue of blood touches his garment, and the flow of blood ceases. You are out here today. That flow of shame shall cease in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus was going by and saw that man born blind. And immediately he finds solution to his blindness. And the same day, the man sees. That Jesus that healed the same day, the same hour. You are kneeling before him. He will heal you today.
Amen.
This same hour, you are delivered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This continuous sickness has stopped.
Amen.
It will not come back again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know how many of you can do it. I just received a ministration. Please stand up and get closer to me. Those of you kneeling down. Just get closer to me. Just touch any part of this my dress and begin to pray. That is what God puts. Please beware of our cake. It's important to me. Hallelujah. Now begin to call on Jesus. For that healing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Call him in the name of Jesus. Receive it, Lakandezeri Bagoda. Receive that healing. Receive it. Receive that healing. Receive that healing. Receive it. Receive it. Receive that healing. Receive it now. Leke Dagadize. Eyibra Kandiza. Receive that healing. Yeketi Gandaza. Reba Yekenda Ligerusari Brakandiza. Sheketa Gandizeria. Oh, Yebra Kandize. Wherever I see your body. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, it's your day. You will not have it again. Receive it. You will not spend your money on that sickness again. It's gone. It will never return. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. You are healed now. You are healed now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
You are set free.
Amen.
You are healed.
Amen.
This sickness will not come back.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can return back. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Finally, as we round up to go, amen, please. All parents in the house, you wait after we close. All parents should wait. Amen. And all ministers in the house should wait. Hallelujah. Amen. It's 14 years. And before I invite Pastor Money to bless us and bless the cake and bless the ministry, praise the Lord, I have this vote of thanks that is written in the bulletin in our hands. I'm forever grateful to God to be the first privileged writer of Voices from Zion. Since the beginning, He has always given me people that serve along with me. I'm thanking God for the life of, for the life and impact of late Pastor Peter Odama. Pastor Peter Odama is one of the Living Faith Church Canaan land altar pastor, now gone to glory, was actually the ones ministering when God spoke to me, come to my presence, write my voice once in a month. He's gone to glory now. Amen. And Apostle Ige Olaiwola of Kerubim and Seraphim Church, Treasure House of Faith, Aburu, is also gone to the Lord. He was is the one that gave me a complete office to be typing and printing Voices from Zion without collecting nothing from me. Hallelujah. You may hear Kerubim and Seraphim. He's a man of faith to the core. I'm telling you. He teaches me a lot in the Bible in his lifetime. Though both are blessed memory, but their impact on this great work is a proof that they are a blessing to generation yet unborn. Also, special thanks to my amiable Emmanuel Adeyemo. Please let people see you. That is Emmanuel Adeyemo. For unrelenting efforts towards the production and sharing of Voices from Zion. It is quite worth rewardable. And may the Lord reward you. Today that we are celebrating, God will remember you for good. In the name of Jesus Christ. Also, to the son of consolation in the house, in our midst, Erisondam Lola Olasheni, an inspiring young man, rare to have. Thanks you a lot. The Lord bless you. The Lord will continue to enlarge you. He has been the one holding Come and Hear His Voice program since January. We gather here every third Saturday. And we gather here every Friday. Whenever you come here on third Saturday, what they teach you is just one, not the three we have today, or four. It's just one of the voice. And we start at 10:30 a.m. and close 1:30 p.m. We are also available on our online radio. Amen. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Thanks a lot. So, to our coming up daughter of Zion in the house, Olubukola Karim. There is she. Okelaye Rewa Onisubu Darenu. Loruko Jesu. Hello. When your daughter are doing well, and your son are doing well in Christianity, you are happy. Toro ma fun eni simi. Oh, get eni. Hallelujah. Ewo, won ti lo jambe yen, won ti gun yango omo yin. Praise the Lord. Parents, please, let your children join us in this fellowship. Eh? Let them join us. We will train them. They will be better for you. I'm telling you. Do you hear those powerful words of God? In fact, Bukola wants to take the whole time. May God forgive her. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord will continue to bless you. So, my desire for the coming year is to see Voices from Zion outreach. We have an outreach. We go out to share Voices from Zion. You can join us. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands together. Let's invite Pastor Paul Omoniyi to bless us. Word of prayer. Name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let me give you this special mic. Amen. Yes. Very, very special.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are blessed in Jesus' name. Just want to thank God on behalf of every one of us for enduring it since morning till this hour. May God bless you abundantly in Jesus' name. I'm very happy with this ministry. She shanti ushudi afek set minister. She shanti boku. She shanti. O meshiyungu. Ẹnu mo tun so yen o ti yen sin all the language that I've learning that I can speak in fluently, that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do. I thank God on behalf of the man of God here. He's a man of integrity, and one thing I'm learning in his life is that he's not a man of procrastination. You have said it in your word that immediately God spoken to him, now he take a step. That is where you are here today. Because a lot of people, according to him, hear the voice of the Lord and they are thinking about it. They are postponing it. Maybe next year, next year, next year, until it comes. So it's not a man of procrastination. Because procrastination is a greater disease. What you supposed to do today, now you said tomorrow. So it's not good at all. It's not good at all. Que de vous bénisse au nom de Jésus. And may God bless us abundantly in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Just three prayer points. One for you, one for this ministry, and one for the man of God. I cannot do but to remember the minister of God in this ministry. They are doing well. I would like you to keep it up. And one more thing, you need more obedience and more submission. You have not take it all. I think you understand me. You have not take it all. There's a lot in packages for you from the man of God. Man of God will impart you. Man of God will deposit them into your life. Don't do like this man. Dema. He has not got it, but he ran away. He ran away. Paul Apostle said that, but Dema has left me behind. He ran to Thessalonians because he loved these worldly materials. So, stay with him. Stay with him. Submit yourself. Humble yourself. Obey him in everything. And you see wonder in Jesus' name. Shall we be on our feet? This is the first prayer, and I would like you to sing this song. The song says, I pray, O Lord, I pray, O Lord, give me testimony to testify. I pray, O Lord, I pray, O Lord, give me testimony to testify. I pray, O Lord, I pray, O Lord, give me testimony to testify. I pray, oh Lord, give me testimony to testify. Give me testimony to testify. Amen. I would like you to turn it to prayer. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 16. The man of God, prophet Elijah, said, about this season, according to the time of life, about this season, next year, what kind of testimony that you expecting from God? What kind of testimony? There are testimonies. Someone will just come. Please help me, join me to praise the Lord. Someone give me 500 naira. Is it a testimony? This is a testimony. We don't have food that last Sunday, and someone give us two cup of rice and one cup of beans. Is it a testimony? A testimony is a testimony that someone just get it for me. Complete document to travel to UK, to Germany, to Japan, to Paris. That's testimony. That I collected a car key, a house key. That's the testimony. That last year, I came to the meeting alone But this year, you can see me, I am here with my husband. That is testimony. I am here with my wife. That is testimony. I am here with my baby. I would like you to lift up your voice. Lord, this is testimony I'm expecting from you. About this season, according to time of life, next year, let me come and testify to your power. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Oluwa mo fe jeri iru eri ti mo fe ni yi ni wo yo odun to nbo boya o wa bi o mu yawo wa o wa bi o moko wa o wa bi ko si owo ti di millionaire abi o nya legbe o ti college ti e ni wo yo odun to nbo about this season according to the time of life. Let me come next year with a greater testimony. In Jesus' name we are praying. Look, this is the second prayer. I would like you to pray for this ministry. You know, if you open your Bible to the book of 2 Kings chapter 6, you read from verse 1, from verse 1 to 6, 7, 8. The sons of prophets said that this place could not accommodate in us. This place is very small. Let's look around and look for wood to build a biggest house. I think you see, this place is small. Are we? As if we use something like hall. That we are downstairs. Hall. I think we have more people, more than this, Abby. But many people don't know that we are at upstairs. Though they are hearing the sound, they are looking around what is happening there. I think you get me right. We need ministry building before next year. Ministry what? Ministry building, ministry boss, mission boss. Let us pray for this ministry. Lord, before next year, build ministry building for this ministry. Let this ministry have its own mission boss. You know, this is an outreach ministry from Abeokuta to Ibadan to Akure to Oshogbo to Ijebu. So if we have ministry boss, we have a ministry building so that when we have time, we just gather there to worship God, to praise the Lord. Lord, bless this ministry with ministry building and mission boss. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? About this season, coming to the time of life next year, we don't want to gather at upstairs like this. We pray for ministry building. We pray for mission boss. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Let us pray for the man of God. Let us pray for fresh anointing. Let us pray for peace of God in his home. Now, he has been taking care of families here since morning. What about his family? Let us pray for his family. That God should visit his family with peace, with joy, with happiness. That God should go protect his family. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Lord, we pray for your servant's family. Interfere into the destruction of all. The destruction at hand. You know all. And you can do and do. But this time next year, we would like your servant to be here with his family, wife and children. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Lord has answered our prayer. Amen. I said the Lord has answered our prayer.
Amen.
I said the Lord has answered our prayer.
Amen.
Next year, you will come with a greater testimony in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
It is permanent.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We sanctify this cake in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The next year cake shall be greater than this.
Very big. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen. A round of applause for Jesus. Amen. So, thank you for being here. I want to say that people in this area love Jesus. For your coming, put your hands together for yourself. So every Friday and third Saturday, you are always welcome. But there is this symbolic thing about our Friday meeting. It is mainly for gospel ministers, and everybody that come here on Friday, we fast. Yes, we fast to fellowship, and then we go and break in our houses. Hallelujah! We are fasting machine, yo. All ministers in the house today, we are all fasting. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. So this does not stop you from going to your church. Deborah, please. So every adult here, every mommy and daddy here, we have a package for you. And let all the children wait. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Join us. She will tell you how to share it. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I'm so happy I have you around. God bless you. We are dashing into high praise. And after that, the minister will come and have picture with cake. After that. Mommy, are you ready? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do we have anybody to back you up? You have... Okay, you didn't come with your daughter. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, our agba musician. Praise the Lord. So all the parents, we have a package for you. All children should wait. All the aunties, all these our aunties, please give it to them. All aunties. All aunties. And... please don't collect for anybody. It's for people that are here. Amen. Alright. And we pray that as we be going back, those of us that we enter vehicle, there shall be no evil on the road. You will arrive safe and sound. In the name of Jesus. You will arrive safe and sound. In the name of Jesus. So, I am a child here. Every children here, please stand up. Every children, please stand up. Every children, stand up. So, any entity to wali oko children, you know. Ah, praise the Lord. Please. Is it not you? I'm not talking about Peter. Sit down. So, they will give you food. Hello? Please. Follow Deborah to that place. Oh, yeah? All the children, please. Follow. All the children. All the children, please. Let's move. Follow. And stand at that corner there. Amen. All children. Ẹgbẹ́ fún ọgá ìwájú kù. Hallelujah. Do we have anyone that has not collected among us here? You have not collected your own package. Let's see your hand. Okay. Drummer has not collected. Drummer. Àwọn tó bá ń gbà wẹ̀ tán láìláti máa jẹun ní ìrọ̀lẹ́ bóyá ọ̀la náà fẹ́ break. Ẹ jẹ́ máa fún wọn. Praise the Lord. The food is not for those that are still fasting. Joshua Shiwa Lori Oke Ejo. Oda Arola, go over your Masokale Lola. Amen. Oh yeah, now. Drama, that's seen there. Remain one person. Remain one person. Okay. Follow, children, follow. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is a good God. What I do? Move your photo pelu cake. Ejo, oh, why important? Praise the Lord. Let them settle those children and we close, pray, closing prayer. It's been 14 years. What a mighty God. Massive, indeed. Could I become Jackie Key? Means you cake it on you. I'm telling you. Wow. Please, have you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Please help me out.
How did they cut it? Our photographer. Don't leave me for now. This way to show you.
What did you do? I told you.
Let's pay massive. That would be nice.